Greetings. This is news and views from the Gunflint Trail. Although the Northland has been tinkering with it for several weeks, the winter quartile is now official. The celestial bodies have aligned themselves for the semi-annual solstice, signaling the first day of a new season. It's a time of unmatched beauty in the purest sense, regardless of seeming heartless at times. Darkness can be an unnerving thing to many as daylight shows little sense of a warming obligation. Long shadows are casting chill out over the Gunflint Gal right now, with the sun having reached the end of its annual southerly swing. Due to our locale near the base of a granite range to our south, at this time of the year, the sun barely makes a peek over the ridge. With daylight minutes so precious, the AM sun doesn't rise above this stone rim until nearly 10 o'clock. And on cloudy days at Wildersmith, darkness starts closing in about 2:30 in the afternoon. On some occasions, it seems like all day is twilight time. Even on cloudless days, Old Sol just skips along the rocky edge, scarcely giving us but sporadic glimpses of his presence. Such grayness isn't bothersome to yours truly, but for folks in despair over these oft short gloomy days, better moments are never-ending. It hardly seems imaginable that with one tick of the solstice clock, daylight minutes will be counting up again, although barely noticeable for the next couple weeks. Please keep on hanging on and focus on the beauty of this frosty paradise. Sol is creeping back our way. Perhaps with Baboon confirmed on the calendar, the Great Spirit of the North will get more serious about seasonal obligations. Cold forces have been on the downward swing over the past several days, but in spite of clouds hanging heavy with a belly full of snow, the area remains on the short side of the much-needed stuff to really jumpstart the business of our winter customs. Whereas the Zamboni got cranked up for several days of ice thickening, we could only muster about 5 to 6 inches of fluff in this neighborhood since our last meeting. This is hardly enough to strap on the snowshoes or skis or to even make a good snow angel. Nevertheless, this meager dropping from the heavens has redecked the halls along backcountry roads. One doesn't need a Hallmark card as a reminder of winter elegance. We border country folk just step out the door. In the words of nature photographer Jacques DuPont, we see so many ugly man-made things going on in our world, but the splendor of nature is the counterbalance, especially during our time of this frosty magic. All of mankind should be so lucky as to have an appreciation of that for which we have been blessed, but so often take for granted. The coming days and nights are of great significance for humankind, celebrating relevant, reverent rituals. As folks gather with friends and family, it would be my hope there be a time of reflection on what a mess we continue making for each other. Furthermore, to make a commitment to be less greedy, less self-indulgent, and a lot less selfie, while doing for others as you would have them do for you. Do some good, just to be doing some good in a world seemingly gone mad. For WTIP, this is Wildersmith on the Gunflint Trail, where every day is great, with all of us wild neighborhood critters wishing that all your Christmases may be white. Safe travels if you must, and see you next year on the radio, WTIP, of course.